Encore Redevelopment has submitted a plan to the Vermont Public Service Board to place two 2.2 megawatt, 427-foot tall wind turbines on the Grandview Farm and on the Smuggler's Hill Farm near Derby Line, Vermont. Company CEO Chad Farrell says it's a project intended to benefit the farmers without undue impact to human health or the environment.
One turbine on each of two working dairy farms. Both farmers have been interested in investing in wind turbines for their farms for a number of years. The locations that these farmers are in offer a tremendous wind resource without having to be up on a mountaintop and without all of the environmental issues that some of the other projects are facing.
The trick with this plan is that the turbines would be placed very close to the Canadian border. Derby Line, Vermont, is split by the international border. Some of its buildings straddle the two countries. Quebec requires that wind turbines be a certain distance from homes, and the Canadian homeowners in the area are demanding that those rules be followed. Derby Line Select Board member, village clerk, and treasurer Karen Jenny is opposed to the turbines, along with her Canadian counterparts.
It's the proximity to the border. One of the proposed turbines is 500 feet to 1,000 feet from the international border. It's also located within the source protection area for the International Water Company, which serves approximately 4,000 people on both sides of the border.
The dispute has gotten so rancorous that the mayor of Stanstead, Derby Line's Canadian counterpart, threatened to cut off that water supply to homes on the American side. Derby Line's Karen Jenny says she meets regularly with Stanstead's mayor and says it was an attention-getting strategy.
We've gotten along for hundreds of years with our Canadian neighbors. It's been an invisible border until something like this goes up. And this whole process with this developer, in my opinion, hasn't been done properly because a lot of the people were not notified properly because the Canadian abutters to the project didn't become fully aware of it until 6 months after the petition was filed with the Public Service Board, well after the fact type of thing. I think that's part of why they've just become so upset about it. They were finding out much too late how to respond to the Public Service Board.
Wind developer Chad Farrell says the acrimony has caught him by surprise.
We had been working with the mayor and folks on the city council and discussing the project with them as early as last summer. We had a number of publicly warned meetings about the project across the border in Derby Line, and we had a few meetings with the mayor and the city council last fall. I think all of a sudden some folks that are opposed to the project on the United States side of the border had approached some folks north of the border, and things have changed significantly. So we remain committed to trying to work with folks who are opposed to the project in hopes that we can reach some level of compromise.
Stanstead, Quebec has been granted intervener status in the Vermont Public Service Board's review of the wind project. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.